Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Hey. Let's go. Come on, man. Yeah. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, September 17th edition of D'Lo McKaysey. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
All right, thank you. Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
All right. What's good, man?
Not much, man. Not much. There was something that I just... I got this from my... PSA.
Okay.
Young Zell is our guy.
Uh-huh.
Young Zell is good, is great with D-Lo and KC. We just be having a little fun. I say that because my homegirl's brother texted her and was like, yo, you still know Kenny Caraway? I was listening to the show. They said they ain't rocking with Young Zell no more. I got a song that I can make for us.
No.
I said, no, we just playing. Young Zell, our dude, man. We good.
Hey,
shout out to the Brody. We can still talk, but
no, shout out to everybody who was ready to pounce. The idea that we're not good with Young Zell after this, and yesterday was 9/16 day.
Yeah.
So we did this. That's funny.
That's my dog. So I got to link up with him, but yeah, no, we good. We good. I get
not everybody gets our not everybody gets our sense of humor.
Yeah, man.
Sorry about that.
Shout out Young Zell.
We just be trying to have fun, man. That's all. We just be trying to have fun. As we mentioned with the insiders, Anthony Slater is going to be with us coming up at about 2:15 or so. He's going to be with us on the phone. Very rare. But he told me, he was like, hey, I'm kind of on the move both today and tomorrow. Is it cool if we do the phones? Like, man, no problem. We got you. James Hamm will be with us. I feel like we haven't talked to James in I don't know how long.
That's been a while.
So James will be with us in the 3 o'clock hour. And then we'll do everything we didn't get to yesterday for one reason or another. Overreaction Tuesday on Wednesday.
Week three about to start tomorrow.
Well, it is, which is why we gotta get all this stuff in right now. Which one are you? We talked about the Raiders, but there's a couple of other teams that I think have one loss and one win, and a couple of question marks around them. And then, of course, our week three power rankings. There is some movement, in power rankings. Not a ton. I think Kenny's going to die a little bit when he gives you his, but we'll see.
I'm always fair.
He might have died a little bit last night.
Oh my gosh, bro. Did you watch
so that? I did. I picked up around the sixth. I even spent time.
It was your fault.
No,
you were winning before that.
It was, you weren't. It was 5-5. I didn't even see the first inning when they scored. At least I didn't see it live. I didn't see the first inning.
It was
a
happy day.
I was like, oh. Well, I mean, the killer was, is, you know, the Mets winning, and it's like, okay, now I wonder if this is starting to slip away. I thought I'd get some extra, you know, good luck for you, because I rock with my man Casey and his teams. And so I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the Nugget in Granite Bay. I'm going to hang out with Dusty Baker.
Shout out to that.
That will surely help.
Yeah.
The Giants win. It didn't. Dusty is a character, though. That is just a fantastic individual. He made sure to share with me that he has had some conversations about me with our man Edison.
There we go.
I was like, oh no, oh man, like, oh, all right, Dusty, I'm gonna spend some time with you. I'm gonna clean all that up. He was like, no, it's all fine. So shout out Dusty Baker and everybody at the Nugget in Granite Bay. Shout out to everybody who came through to see Dusty Baker. There was a line of people to see him at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I spent about 20-30 minutes with them. Later in the evening, went home to feed the girls, took Morgan out to see. She had the time of her life with Dusty Baker. I was telling her the whole drive in. She was like, who are we going to see? Well, we're going to go see my friend. What's his name? Dusty. Dusty? I said, yeah, Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker? That's a great name. And obviously she has no idea who this man is.
Yeah.
No clue in the world. But she whistled for him and did
she's the A1 whistler.
She was like, I can do the splits and no way. And all of this in the wine aisle of Nugget, and watching people walk out of there with bottles of Baker Family Wine was pretty great. We're going to be at Baker Family Wine coming up on September 28th. So make your plans to be with us. We got 49ers football that day. Mm-hmm. I think it's 49ers-Jaguars.
49ers-Jags.
Yeah, 49ers-Jaguars that day. So this will be, as you know, we obviously have a blast at 32 Brews, but this is going to be a little bit more intimate. We're all just going to be able to hang out together, drink wine. They're going to have some food trucks out there. We're going to play games. You're going to win prizes. And I have been authorized to tell you, Dusty's going to be there with us.
Let's go.
Dusty's going to be there with us. So make your plans to be with us. Baker Family Wine, 1 o'clock on Sunday, September 28th.
Does this count as Baker Wine, Jesse?
It doesn't matter. It's not
Damien, this is actually your league. What do you want to do, buddy?
This isn't my league. I'm not a part of this.
Let's count
it. I refuse to be a part
Damien,
of this.
Let's count it.
I refuse to be a part of this.
Damien says he wants to count it. So, yeah, count it.
Count it. Good job.
Damien, Dave Garcia.
Good job, Dave Garcia. On the board. On the board.
Thank you, Damien.
Ridiculous. We're still trying to figure out what his little stupid abbreviations with the score was. I got a score right here that says 5 points per game. What the hell does that mean?
What? 5 points?
Jesse got one and KC got one.
I don't know, but I gotta say, I wouldn't give you a 5 point right now just going off how you're talking.
5 points per game is crazy. I don't know why.
What were we talking about?
I have no clue.
Zabel, what were we talking about? You're supposed to know these things.
Did we ever figure out what your initials were?
Yeah, it was Baker Family Wine.
Oh, League. That's what it was? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got that locked up.
Okay.
We've got the BFWL and the IGTBRL.
Jesus Christ, man. We're worse than the UFC at this point. I say all that to say none of them vibes helped. Hanging out with Dusty Baker didn't matter as the Giants lost in the ninth, and I'm far less reactionary than you are. It's just you're running out of time, and with the Mets winning last night, it's like, all right, you're three games back. You're also in a fight with Cincinnati and Arizona.
Arizona didn't
it's
charged
it's all I mean, of it's... a sudden like I mean, now they're even back below 500 now.
Yeah, you got you're three back. You're two teams back now when you talk about the Mets and the Diamondbacks with 10 games to go. I mean, look, with 10 games to go, to even have a shot, you probably got to go no less than 8-2.
And that's and you're gonna have to, that means you're gonna have to beat the Dodgers a lot, and you're gonna need teams, to lose. Look, a month ago you didn't think we'd be here. Like a month ago, you didn't, or maybe a month and some change ago, you didn't think they'd really have a shot at this. They were dead in the water, and they went on a run. Last weekend was tough. Last weekend was tough.
I got to be honest. Don't make me feel no better.
I understand.
There is a handful, maybe more than a handful, not to look like Booker T, but there are like 5 to 6 moments where it's like, this is where you kind of blew the season. This was your opportunity, and you lost it, whether it's the weekend series and with the White Sox, whether it's losing 6 in a row to the Pirates and the Mets at home, whether it's getting swept by the Marlins at home, whether it's the weekend series where you had the game won a couple weeks ago against the Cardinals and you blew that lead, whether it was this past weekend where you had the emotional win on Friday. And I'm not blaming these guys because you wouldn't be anywhere without these guys. But you had your aces ready to go in the next 2 games. Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, ready to go at least get one of these things. Yeah. And they got blasted. That, bro, that felt like it was it. So, what are you going to do? Lose, that's what you're going to do. Not be in the playoffs. I told you last year when I was watching the playoffs, I told you, you know, usually I'm like, yeah, man, you know, we got our 3. You know, I never thought I'd see that. I'm happy for it. But remember last year when the playoffs were on, I said, I'm ready. I need to get back. Mm-hmm. I need to get back to playoff baseball. I'm ready. And it's not going to happen this year. Not happy. Not happy. The feel-good nature of those 3 championships has probably finally worn off. It's time to get back to winning.
When was the last one?
Well, 14.
You had the, yeah, I'd say it's worn off, but you had the 190 game win season in the midst of all of this.
They lost to the damn Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm sure that
did. I was there for that game. I was there. I saw that.
I remember that. You weren't
going
to go, if I remember correctly.
Shout out to you.
Not me. I didn't give you them tickets.
My own 2 eyes. I saw it. I was there. I was with Bonte Hill at the end of the game. No, just being real, I just tell the whole story. I got to tell the whole story. At the end of the game, the last 2 winnings, I linked up with my guy, Bonte Hill. He's got the keys to the cities. We were in a suite watching that thing. And I remember Lamont Wade Jr., late night Lamont, best season of his career. He had one. He was the winning run in the 9th inning. And he was just a little early on a Scherzer slider. I said, that was it. That was the pitch. He saw it. That was it. He ended up getting out. They struck out Wilmer Flores. And that was it. That was it. And now here we are. I got to go back to not watching the Giants in the playoffs again. I got to go back to watching the Diamondbacks, to watching the Rays, to watching the Red Sox. So nobody want to watch these teams in the playoffs, but I got to go back to that.
Hey.
What's wrong?
I said no one wants to watch the Red Sox.
Don't nobody want to watch them, man. Nobody want to watch them. Nobody want to watch the Brewers, even though they might be the best team in baseball.
Everybody all right?
The only
baseball fans a little worked up today.
The only thing that will make me feel better is seeing them Dodgers get eliminated. It's happening this year. They're not going back-to-back. They don't have a good enough bullpen. They don't hit consistently enough. It ain't no back-to-back. They getting eliminated, and I'm going to have some Baker family wine when they do.
Maybe we should redo the video with, not to reveal too much, someone who actually pays us and with a shirt that you don't have to digitize. With a shirt that's not canceled.
Shout out John Bull. He handled that for me.
It's funny every time because it's all I see. It's like when Ric Flair showed up with the WCW title in the WWF and they digitized it. It's like, oh, we had to blur out Kenny's shirt. Damn. First his Twitter handle, now his shirt. That's tough.
It's been a rough 2025.
It's been tough. You talking about the Dodgers. You worried at all? You look like Shohei, you know, finding his place on the mound a little bit.
No.
Think he hit number 50 last night? No.
I mean, they've got talent. Obviously, they've got ungodly amounts of talent, so they always got an opportunity. I just don't see it from them this year. Particularly, I don't see them being – they lost again last night to the Phillies, but I don't see them being better than the Phillies. I don't see them being better than the Brewers. I'm not even sure they're better than the Cubs. I'm not even sure, even though it's a mental thing at this point, I'm not even sure they're better than the Padres. But last year – it was like, man, they got too much. Like, what you going to do with the Dodgers? The pitching just doesn't seem to be there this year. And I'd be a little surprised if they went back-to-back. I'd be a little surprised. I don't mean they're going to lose their first series or nothing like that, but I'd be a little surprised if they were able to get all the way through the playoffs again this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Can you definitively say who the best team in baseball is?
Not definitively, but my two picks are the Brewers and the Blue Jays. I think, okay. Jesse, would you say the Brewers are the best team in baseball?
Yeah, probably the Brewers.
Yeah. That's I'll get off the fence. I think it's the Brewers right now, but I think the Blue Jays, the Phillies, and
I was gonna say Philadelphia gets no love.
Yeah, they're right there. They got a shot. Okay. They got a shot to win the World Series. But I think the Blue Jays, the Phillies, and I even think the Cubs are up there too.
No Cal Raleigh fans, huh? Here, no.
Well, that's your team right there.
They're trying to hold on to the division. Here come the Astros.
Guess I'm a Mariners supporter. The chat was pointing out. You guys both were adamant that the A's, the Athletics of Sacramento.
West Sacramento.
Thank you. Should be good next year. Like, they've got players coming up that should be good. Do you have any idea what the future is now that it's not officially over, but last night feels like the end for the Giants in terms of a realistic opportunity to make this wild card? Do you have any idea what their season looks like next year? What their roster looks like next year?
I mean, the roster's kind of set unless they make some trades. Chapman signed a deal. Adames is, you know, at the beginning of his free agent deal. Devers will be there. I think who will be in center field. I think Gilbert will be their right fielder. Eliel Ramos will be there. So they're kind of set. They got to figure out what they want to do at second base with Casey Smith, or they want to go get a second baseman. Bryce Eldridge is coming up. So how is that DH situation going to happen with Devers and Eldridge? Devers said he wants to play the field. I like Dominic Smith. He's done a really good job at first base. He's a really, really good defensive first baseman. So are you just going to kick him to the curb? They got to go find a starter. I think they got to go find a true closer, Tyler Walker. He's a setup guy. He did what he could. I know Bob Melvin goes, you know, closer by committee a lot of times. I'm old school. I want my closer. I want my guy that I know I go to in the ninth inning. So I want to go get a closer. I'd probably want to go get a second baseman, so I'll say that. And I need one more starter, at least one more starter. Verlander, who I don't expect to be back next year. I don't know if he's on a one-year or two-year deal, but he pitched really well this year. Mm-hmm. Like, all jokes aside with the didn't get a win till August or something, mm-hmm. it wasn't his fault necessarily. Like, he had a lot of really good starts that they scored no runs for him, and he got a no decision or a loss. So, yeah, like, I don't expect him to be back, but if he is, I'd still want a little bit more insurance, and I need another starter. I need another starter. So they're kind of set with the position players.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they need to add a little bit more depth to that pitching rotation, and I need a closer.
So they'll need a more consistent season than they had this year.
For sure. For sure.
I mean, if you're running back essentially the roster, you need a more consistent season.
Yeah, and they're in place. Like, they've got a lot of things in place already. Like I said, I like Adames. I like Devers. I like Chapman, especially defensively, and he was hitting really, really well this year as well, hitting for power. I like Elio Ramos. A lot of people got frustrated in the middle of the season, but that's my guy. And I'm interested to see what Drew Gilbert can do. I think Drew Gilbert's a good ball player. I don't know if he's a superstar. He's a character for sure, but I think he can really play. And once he got his legs under him on the major league level, he was doing some good things with the Giants. So I think that's somebody that you can go into the season with being your right fielder. I expect moves to be made in the offseason, the roster to be bolstered.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect, this is my expectations right now, I'm not going to settle for anything less. I expect them to expect to compete in the NL West next year, to win an NL West championship. That's what I'm expecting from this Giants team.
Okay. So that's the future of the San Francisco Giants. ESPN wrote about the future of the Sacramento Kings. You might be shocked to find out they're not particularly high on them. They're talking about the next three seasons, what they look like after the next three seasons, and that they have the Sacramento Kings ranked 25th. Bobby Marks lays out everything that has happened with Sacramento over the last couple of years, including the coach of the year, the executive of the year, 48 games, third seed, losing play-in tournaments, all of that stuff, all of those guys being gone, including De'Aaron Fox being in San Antonio, and the idea that the Kings are no longer considered a playoff team. Bobby Marks says the regression in seven spots from last year's rankings is because of a bottom 10 roster and management group that ranks last. The positive, however, is that Sacramento controls its first in the next 7 years, and the first from San Antonio in 2027 and Minnesota in 2031. So for all of those who are big on draft picks, it's the one good thing Bobby Marks had to say about the Sacramento Kings' future is they got all of them. They haven't tricked them off anywhere.
I'm not gonna push too far back on any of this because it's all fair.
I don't have a problem with any of it.
The Kings earned all of this. Alas, the management is a little excessive. Like, the Pelicans are god awful. They're 29th, by the way. But the Pelicans are no. The Suns are just as bad.
What do you think management means?
I know what it should mean, but I know what it means in this case.
Yeah.
You're talking about the owner.
Yeah. Okay.
It should mean Scott Perry in his in that group.
Right.
Which really should get a – they want to give incompletes on here. It should give an incomplete.
Well, that wasn't Bobby Marks that gave an incomplete.
That's what it should mean.
I don't even know if that was ESPN. Was that Sam?
Yeah.
Sam gave the incomplete?
Yeah. They multiple outlets gave the Warriors an incomplete.
You did see the rankings.
The new school year is also here, by the way. And they just – what? Did they graduate? Did they move to the next grade or what? It's just
no.
It's an incomplete. What was the grade?
College. The incomplete transferred to college. American River College took the incomplete and was like, yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool, man. No problem.
They're at Solano Junior College.
It's whatever.
But once again, it's the Kings. They earned all this. But if we're being fair, I mean, Scott Perry's management, he should be getting graded, and he should be getting looked at as management. And what you're just thinking, he's the worst GM in the league, or he's the worst. But no, obviously, you're talking about Vivek in this situation.
And what Kenny's talking about is they ranked categories to create this future rankings thing. The categories were players, money, draft, market, and management. The players, the Kings ranked 23rd. Money, Kings ranked 13th. Draft, Kings ranked 16th. Market, the Kings ranked 27th. I'm not really clear what that means, but okay. And as Kenny pointed out, and as Bobby wrote, they finished 30th, dead last when it comes to management. You mentioned New Orleans. New Orleans ranks 29th in management. They rank 28th in market. They rank 20th in draft, 15th in money, and 24th in players. They're the 29th ranked team on this list, and dead last was another team that you referenced, Phoenix. Phoenix ranked 28th in management, 6th in market, and 30th in draft, along with 22nd in money and 26th in players.
My thought with market might be the appeal. That city, that market might
sure,
have the
sure,
free
sure.
agent. Not, and,
sure.
And I say that, I know you know, but not even to say like, oh, media size. Like, not that, but like maybe people like to play in Phoenix or whatever. Because the 30th is Minnesota. Minnesota's obviously not one of the worst TV markets in the nation, but people might not want to be there in the winter. So that might be the last place they want to be.
That's they obviously don't know about
Cleveland is 24th.
Well, it's too high for Jesse.
Utah's 26th, and they should be last.
What were the Kings, 27th?
Yeah.
All right, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, here, Oklahoma City's what? Did you see it?
No.
They're 29th.
Yeah.
They're 29th. Also, I think they're number one on this list.
Yeah, they are. That's how good they are at
everything
with
the brightest
else.
Yes. So they're. So this is terrific. Oklahoma City ranks number one on this list. Their management, number one. No argument there. Market, 29th. Draft, 1. Draft picks for days. Money, 28th. All of that stuff is spent. Players, 1. So they're either first or near last in all of these rankings, but it leads with them being the number one projected team over the course of the next 3 years. We'll talk some more Kings basketball as the day progresses. Again, Anthony Slater is going to join us at 2:15, and we'll stick with basketball, because we got some games tomorrow.
Oh, man.
As Michael Cole once said, the streak is over.
Ah!
We'll talk about it. It's D-Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.